On the phone line is Ellen Dearden from AgriView out of Morton, Illinois, to discuss the overnight trade and her expectations for the rest of today. Thanks for being with us on a Thursday. We appreciate it, Ellen. I hope you stayed warm overnight.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We are really going to be looking forward to these numbers out of USDA, particularly on the bean side of things. You know, they came in pretty low ball with 84 million planted acres on their earlier baseline expectations, and the trade has that number dialed in a little larger, so it'll be interesting to see what USDA does there. Key thing, too, to remember is tomorrow, Friday, is the expiration of the March grain options. And the open interest is greatest at strike price at 380 on March corn, which is about where we are now, and on the beans at the $10 level, which is where we've traded off and on this week. I see some issues. You know, we don't seem to be able to really kill this market, no matter how much pressure we see, but we haven't seen a lot of money flow into the grain market this week.
Why is it important to watch the options tomorrow?
Usually prices gravitate towards the most popular strike price. Again, 380 March corn, $10 March beans.
Yeah, so, and in fact, we're at $10 now in the March bean contract. So your idea is that to watch that, and then does it roll down eventually to the next level?
Not necessarily, Todd, but we've got a GABA resistance between $10 and $10.12. That's the 50-day moving average on that March bean. I really have to wonder who wants to own $10 March beans right now.
All right. Anything else in the marketplace that you've been keeping an eye on? The EIA, I think, is delayed a day. Other reports, of course, are due out, too.
Yeah. The other thing I've been watching on the wheat side of things is we've got an inverse. March is over May wheat in the Chicago contract. And we inched over there, about 10 days ago by a penny or so. And now that inverse has grown to as much as a nickel. That shows that commercial interest is there on the long side of wheat.
Your expectation for a quiet day the rest of the day today, just in anticipation of tomorrow's numbers from Washington, D.C.?
We'll see some kind of a flurry at the tail end of trade. We may see something at 10 o'clock or so. But, you know, the tail end of trade probably will be pretty telling.
Okay.
Watch the meal.
All right. Hey, thanks. Oh, yeah, meal has been the mover and the shaker. It's guided everything for a while. And it's up, what, $4.90 at this hour? Okay. Hey, thanks so much.